Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Through the mini stroke. Be here with you for the duration, 2 o'clock to 6:30 here on 106.7 The Fan. And I'll try to get you through it. And if you're still working or you are quarantined or however you find yourself into my embrace, my pillowy embrace, appreciate you deciding to spend some of your leisure time with me. We'll try to make it worth your while. We got Paisano's gift cards to give away today. Do me a favor, Brock Lesnar, if you're sitting back there at 1015 Half Street and you're taking notes, if we're going to be doing this for another few weeks or, God forbid, another couple of months, hopefully it doesn't come to that, but send the show sheet last. Because what happens is you send me 15 emails and then the show sheet is at the very bottom. And it's difficult to try to sling on through that bad boy. So, no big deal, but that's just a little bit easier as far as communication goes. It's a good look at, boy, I tell you what, it's one of the most gorgeous days ever. Babe, tell those dummies not to take that all the way out there, because if it rains on that, it's why wouldn't they just put it up here under the overhang? I got some firewood being delivered. It's a whole thing. But yeah, so we're sequestered here. And I think that when you talk about being sequestered, you don't usually expect it to be the most gorgeous day of all time. Every day, every single day is better than the next as far as weather goes. We're not supposed to be going and doing anything. Oh, it's just the worst. All right, I'm going to do this. I have been trying to, I think most people know, they've been listening to this show, I've been trying to support the local eateries that are going, getting hit by this very hard. I think we all know that. And trying to do my part, doing the curbside bit, the takeout bit, and all that. And it's a good thing for us to do. And again, the theme of this particular show has been to control what you can control and try to be positive. There's too much woe is me. There's too much hand-wringing. There's too many people that seem to be rooting for this thing to continue, inexplicably. So I've been trying to eat good in the neighborhood, if you know what I mean. I'm going to give a free verbal nod to Eugene's Sausage and Fries out in Haymarket, Virginia. Went out there today, got some takeout, brought it back, got a half smoke. The wife got it was a buttered chicken sausage. I don't even know how they did it. Excellent, excellent stuff. We have nothing but hot dog conversations on this show. Conversations about hot dogs, with hot dogs, threatening people with hot dogs, all of it. And this is, if you like a nice tubed meat, I can't recommend this place enough. And they have charcuterie, all types of good stuff. And it was very good customer service and the social distancing and the gloves and the blah, 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 blah. So the food was excellent. Check that joint out. It's in Haymarket, Virginia. I, of course, paid full price lest anyone was concerned back at the homestead. All right. So the show today, let's go ahead and set this up. Darren Revelle from the Action Network, the business of sports betting. Man, we were on a rocket ship headed to the moon with gambling before this whole thing took place. Type of a set of squealing air brakes is this going to be? And I wonder what type of gambling explosion we're all expecting when we're finally able to have sports back on the television. I also wonder, this horse thing, the NBA, I've said this throughout the entire process. I applaud any organization that is trying to again, the theme word, the number one catchphrase of this show, proactive. Not reactive. Now, we're all being reactive right now, but trying to go out there and problem solve, trying to figure out a way to bring content to content-starved civilians such as ourselves. I don't have any interest in watching video games be played and simulated on the television, but I'm glad it's happening. I'm glad it's there. And if people are enjoying it, then God bless you. So be it. You know, if a million people want to watch NASCAR be simulated with a video game, hell, okay. We can gamble on that. Great. The horse thing. Well, I guess Paul Pierce is the latest that's going to be a part of this NBA's game of horse. I love the fact that they're doing something. I am interested in this. Not at all. Until I realized there's probably going to be a gambling component. And when I say probably, I mean 100% to a certitude. Yes. Darren Revelle will be on from, the network is just about gambling, so we'll bring him on. Try to get to the bottom of that. Mike Jones on the show today. Ooh, here's something you want to set your little phone alarm for. Santana Moss on the show. We had quite the conversation, Tom Lavero and I, yesterday about the top 10 Redskins wide receivers of all time. Of course, Santana Moss is going to be in anybody's top five. But how high should he be? And I wonder how high he thinks he should be. Because I had him in my top three, I believe, and I don't think that's just because I like the dude. I think that it goes to his career here and during some of the years where he was finding all of this success. Imagine if he was in an offense that was known for going down the field. Imagine if he was with a 6'5 prototypical quarterback. Can you imagine what his numbers would look like if he was with Kansas City or one of these other vertical passing attack teams? I don't know. It would be an incredible story because, his career already speaks for itself. Bill Bender, Sam Fortier on the show, and I think I also remember this, Paisano's $25 gift cards. We'll give out a couple of those today as well. Tonight, we've been doing the Stanley Cup run. Game 6 between the Capitals and the Blue Jackets this evening. And you want to talk about putting your skate on the throat of your opponent. Ovi had a bang-up game, and there was some momentum being built that night against the Blue Jackets, who, of course, started that series up 2-0 on the road against the Capitals. And that swinging gate, pardon a coin of phrase, swung right open during this game. So we'll have that at the conclusion of the show today. All that, anytime you'd like to call. We take phone calls all show long, 800-636-1067. Just me in here. Boys, of course, the Fruitcake Emporium are doing their thing downtown, but I always appreciate when you want to further the conversation and be a part of it moving forward. Here's something that we talked about doing on the show, and I think that we could probably take some calls, although we have to be very careful not to assassinate the character of name brands that potentially could be advertisers of WJFK. But yesterday we were talking about the gap between Martin's potato rolls and the next best, whoever the other John Jay potato roll brand was going to be. The gap is substantial. We're talking about Apollo sized gap. And, I also think that for ketchup, the gap between Heinz and whoever you would think their competitor is substantial. We're talking about the biggest gaps between the leader in the clubhouse of fill in the blank. And it's next, whoever comes in second place. The example I threw out there that wouldn't work for me, Coke and Pepsi. A nice cold Coca-Cola is absolutely delicious, and a nice cold Pepsi-Cola is absolutely delicious. I am not going to sit here and say there's a huge gap between those two. You may have your preference, but it doesn't really apply to the conversation at hand. So those are some things that we're going to debate today and file that away, because later in the show we're probably going to ask you to call in on the blower and be a part of the program. All right, Earl Forsey is on the ones and twos as far as being in the anchor studio. Keep us updated on everything going on in the world of sport. And I think we are going to have some thoughts on Michael Lombardi's comments on Tua Tagovailoa. There seems to be, I guess, a groundswell. I don't know. I don't know how much we believe any of this about draft stuff. Getting this close to the draft, it just seems to be misinformation flushed down the pipe, Billy Costigan style. So I don't really know what we can take as gospel. But there does seem to be a worm turning against Tua as far as the potential he could actually fall out of the top 10. I don't know how that's possible with Miami. sitting there, but I guess they could be higher on another quarterback in this draft. But what does that mean for the possibility that the Redskins could receive a lucrative draft package compensation for that second overall pick? I at least want the conversation to be had. Chase Young is a fine consolation prize. But Michael Lombardi had some thoughts on Tua that could be contributing to that. We'll get some reaction to that as well. All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Give me that. Of course, you can tweet me at Chad Dukes. Why'd you take the Coke Zero out of the fridge if you weren't going to drink it? You don't like Coke Zero. Wife's working from home today, so this is the first time. You're having a Coke Zero? You know I don't have that many left. All right. There's coffee. I made you coffee. First time we've been working at home together, so this should be interesting. The dog is here. The mosquito squad showed up. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. You're listening to CDVTW.
If you want to get in on anything, we'll open it up for...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Your thoughts. Going to hear from Caps head coach Todd Reirden in the update coming up at the bottom of the hour. He was a guest with the Sports Junkies here on The Fan because last night would have been the start of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. And things, if they do resume, likely will pick right up with the postseason. That's according to Gary Bettman. From a couple of days ago, an interview he did with NBCSN, and Reirden had a lot to say about that because, you know, if and when they do start again, if that happens, you got to be ready to play hockey. In the Caps case, you know, a team that was hoping to make another deep run and maybe make another run at the Stanley Cup for a second time in 3 years, you're going to probably have to start things off with the postseason right away, the Stanley Cup playoffs. And for the Caps, you know, and this is part of what Bettman had to say the other day, that with teams in the NHL, you know, the Caps, I think, had 13 games to go, but everybody was at a different point in the season. Some teams had 11 to play, other teams 14 to play. So they were kind of trying to figure things out if they do have to pick it up, if and when with the Stanley Cup playoffs, who would be the playoff teams if you go right by the standings. The Caps' opponent would be the team that knocked him out last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, Carolina Hurricanes. And also, I think the big story, another one today, is this Tony Pauline report. He's with Pro Football Network and does a podcast. And put this out, I retweeted this earlier today. Tony Pauline discussing the Trent Williams situation in his podcast. This was a podcast posted last night. Said Ron Rivera wanted Trent Williams back, but the way he understands the way things went with the situation, Williams basically blew him off. Pauline said Rivera right now really has no use for Trent Williams, just doesn't want that kind of person in the Redskins locker room. So I'm sure we could talk about that as well. I'm joined right now by my buddy Pete Medhurst, doing double duty today, back on The Fan.
Yeah, man, how are you?
On a couple of weekends, so I'm back here, and we're trying to fill a little time for Chad with all these the storms, winds going through. We got a little bit of a power issue, obviously, in the great Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yeah, no doubt. I had 6 o'clock this morning when I first connected to do my updates. I had pouring down rain. Then all of a sudden, it was the most beautiful morning you ever saw. And then literally about, I don't know, you guys probably had them over in Bowie where you are, about 12:45, between 12:45 and 1, about a 10-minute period rolled through where it got a little nasty. It rained for a couple minutes, and now it's beautiful, bright sunshine over here to the east right now. But you're right, those winds are definitely kicking. And you brought up a good point. I was listening to Todd Reirden and taped a lot of that this morning. And, you know, for those coaches right now, Earl, they don't know. They've got to be ready for, you know, a spur of the moment situation that they really don't know what that is. Ron Rivera, as we were listening to his press conference the other day, he's been through a situation where there was a work stoppage and you had kind of an abrupt beginning to what was going on. So he's been through that. But for Todd Reardon right now as a Capitals coach, he hasn't quite been through something like this where you played and then all of a sudden now you're going to have to figure out how you restart. We heard Alexander Ovechkin basically in the same survey with Sidney Crosby in the interview they did. They both supported starting with the playoffs right away. Now, granted, that's a crapshoot situation where, you know, you start looking at the standings. Okay, if they do this, we're going to play for that team. So you could gamble a little bit and start to prepare for that team. Fascinating, though, Earl, if and when that does happen, though, for the Capitals and the rest of the teams around the NHL or obviously even the NBA, if we get the NBA back under some sort of a different type of postseason situation.
Well, we don't know, and that's the thing. And, you know, everybody's look at the recent days. We've heard this report out of California that one of the lawmakers there was talking about maybe not until Thanksgiving sports get underway. And, you know, the thing is, and I brought this up to someone I was talking to yesterday in trying to speculate, and it all is that right now. No one knows. Even, you know, those, like you said, running teams, running sports aren't really sure. Look, Pete, a month ago, I was in Florida covering the Players' Championship for SiriusXM. Everything was normal. We were underway, and then within a 24-hour period, within a day, you know, from one night, Wednesday night, to Thursday night, we went from play beginning as normal to that morning, that next morning, Thursday, all of a sudden the NBA shutting down, so the tour then decided, well, we're going to keep playing, but no fans, and until that night, we're done with dinner, and we get the word that everything's been canceled, and you're rebooking flights at 8 or 9 o'clock at night to come home on Friday. I mean, that's how this whole thing is, you know, quickly escalated. And look where we are from that point a month ago, just 4 weeks ago, to where we are now. I mean, everybody's in their homes, and you're going out, you're wearing gloves and masks, and so who knows what's going to happen in 3 to 4 months? We don't know. I mean, and it could be the reverse. It could be a lot better than what people are thinking. So that's kind of the issue right now, like you said, for especially coaches in all levels of sports, and in this case, professional coaches in all these sports who like to control everything. Right now, they don't control anything at all, in essence.
It's funny you say that, too, and you know where I'm going to go here. I'm thinking of those college football coaches right now where I was reading a story yesterday that Dabo Swinney at Clemson was hopeful that he would be able to have their players at least back on campus by mid-May, which if kids can't come to the school for the educational part of it, I'm not sure how you could justify, as much as you would want to isolate them and have them. I mean, you're talking over 100 football players that you would have to have housing for. You got to feed them, and you got to keep them somewhat distant from each other when they're not doing some sort of conditioning work or something out on the field that these coaches would at least like to be able to get in because they're not having the normal spring period. But you're right.
It's guys like him.
It's guys like Nick Saban.
How can you have college football when schools potentially are shut down?
No question.
And that still could be the case in the fall.
I think that's where, and we've seen some of the higher profile conference commissioners say that the last couple of days. If we can't have people in the stands, it really, yes, the TV money is big, and the conferences that have great TV contracts would like to be able to, you know, have some sort of product to live up to that contract. The TV ratings would be immense if people couldn't go to the games. We know that. But there's still so much more to that experience. And if you can't have kids on a college campus from an educational standpoint, then, you know, that's a major issue. And if you can't have people on your campus, you know, it's not fair to ask kids to make a sacrifice to come there. And again, Earl, it's the great unknown. You know, this isn't like after 9/11 where we feel like we've got, you know, our border secure and where the enemy is and all that other stuff and we could start to live life again. This is completely different because this thing is almost like an invisible pandemic here. You have no idea where this enemy is at any time right now. And even though we may see a downturn at some point in terms of that arc on many of the charts, you don't know whether it could cycle back and as we start to reconvene and regather, and that's the great mystery for our safety right now as we go forward, that really nobody outside of, you know, really smart medical professionals really don't have an idea. And we're so reliant on them because they're the people that know better than all of us when it comes to this type of thing. Whether, you know, we all want to come together and congregate and get lucky that, you know, we go to the grocery store, we're not encountering people with it. You try to bring 100,000 people back to a college football stadium, you just don't know what's walking into your building.
Well, and for those tuning in, not knowing what's happening, Chad Dukes had a little bit of a power problem broadcasting from the home office at his kitchen in Virginia. So, and this brings up something, and Pete Medhurst is with me, Earl Forsey here, filling in while Chad gets things back, hopefully soon, that I want to talk about because it brings up tonight is 2 weeks from the NFL draft. What all these coaches and GMs are going to be doing with Pete and I and what Chad's trying to do right now from home, work from home over the internet. What if something like this happens? I mean, there's storms coming through this time. We all know we've done fantasy drafts before. We work from home. The internet goes out. The power goes out. Then what happens? That is 2 weeks from tonight. So we'll talk a little about that, maybe somewhat the NFL is doing to prep for that. Pete Medhurst is there. I'm Earl Forsey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stand by. Hope and so hopefully we get Chad back this afternoon here on the Fan. Alongside is Pete Medhurst as well, joining us from his home from a remote location. And also, now, we're doing this blind. So I don't know, Mullins, do we have the proper intro, the Chad Dukes CDVTW intro for WrestleMania? Do we have that?
Not ready to go at the moment, but he is
we
here.
We can't do that.
You can just get an audience booing sound cart and just...
Well, that would be perfect.
Dessert at the little white car.
The chief of cheap ground beef, the redskin hater, Chris Russell, is
hello,
with us
boys.
As well.
How so are
doing,
we?
How you doing? We're doing a three-person round table. It
you
takes
were
three
say we're
people
doing a,
to fill
we're doing
in
a three-way,
for Big
Earl. I don't know if we want to create that mental image.
But, you always go there, Russell. And I'm unfortunately, I don't have the board back in the studio to play.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
So. Yeah, there you go. The rooster always has to bring the show down. It took him, what, 30 seconds?
Hey, listen,
22,
I believe. I'm an immature 46-year-old dummy, so what can you say? I mean, and I give landfill plenty of material to cut up, so I get my airtime.
Are you getting, I know stores are a little tight these days. You getting the ground beef? Is everything working out?
I'm actually going to have some ground beef tonight. Yeah, here's what you do, right? You buy the big value packs, which is where you really get the good value, and hence the name value pack, and the good pricing, and then you freeze it. You cut it up into little sections and Ziploc bags, and bam, away you go. You don't have to worry about a sellout at the store.
Well, there's no question. Okay, so prices of ground beef have gone up tremendously. You know, whether you get the 75% lean, 80%, 90%, obviously it goes up depending on the higher of the percentage. But even stores these days can't take the opportunity. Got to take the opportunity just. Throw it up about 30, 40 more cents, because I know where I usually get mine. I mean, I'm paying at least 30 or 40 more cents than I normally do for roughly a pound of ground beef. In fact, yesterday I bought 2 pounds, like you're saying, Rooster. Just buy the extra ground beef and then put the rest of it away, because there right. is a little bit more value in at least doing that. And speaking of value, as Earl and I were getting ready to talk about
it. I love how Pete's it's Pete on sports, it's Pete on ground beef right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you know.
He's kind of breaking it down in a serious manner, I think.
I'm looking out for the consumer right now, Earl. You know, the consumer is trying to figure out, is this just happening where I am? But I think it's happening, no question, to everybody.
Well, listen, I'll just add this real quickly. Ground beef prices may have gone up. I don't know. I haven't paid enough attention to that. I just buy what I buy, and, you know, it's at a good price anyway, or I don't buy it. But gas has gone down, fellas, right, with nobody driving. Oh, yeah. I mean, I drove by a gas station the other day to try and get a cup of coffee. It was like $2.05 a gallon. I was like, holy crap.
I can beat that. I mean, right, with my Royal Farms card, which is absolutely free, I get automatically every time I go 10 cents off a gallon. And right now, my gas, I have a Royal Farms literally 60 seconds from my house out here in the country now, which is beautiful, $1.79. I've gotten gas one time in roughly 3 weeks now. One time.
$1.79.
I wouldn't know, guys. I'm staying home like you should. I haven't been in the car in over a week.
Yeah.
In fact, last time I was out, had to move my oldest out of college because things shut down, and the stuff is still in the back. I haven't even unloaded it. It's in the garage. Haven't touched it. So let's get into some of this Redskins stuff. And I mentioned there's a lot of stories today, Cap, so we can ask Russell about that too with Todd Reardon today with the Junkies. But Russell and I don't want to say going back and forth, but he kind of picked up on this Tony Pauline story that I mentioned in the update about Trent Williams and how things have gone south. And the way he's portraying it, Rooster, and I know you have thoughts on it, I'll let you, because this yep. is what you brought up on Twitter, it's kind of conflicting what he had said earlier back in February with the situation, but his basic gist of what he says is that Ron wanted him back,
right?
Trent blew him off, and Rivera now wants nothing to do with him, doesn't want, in the words that he used in the podcast, doesn't want that kind of person in the locker room, is where it stands.
Right, so here was my issue with that. First of all, I believe that Ron Rivera does not want him back at this point. Why would he? I believe that at one point Ron Rivera was very interested in bringing him back. I guess where I took contention, and maybe I'm wrong, so, you know, Earl, you pointed out something. Pete, you're kind of independent of all this, so you guys tell me. Back in late February, and I scoffed at this when it was reported, Tony Pauline, the same guy, said, quote, a source told me outright Williams will return to Washington because of Ron Rivera. That's the quote. Okay. And I didn't believe it then, because I've always believed, as I think most of us have believed, Trent Williams will return if he gets paid, period. If the money is right. If he gets guarantees, if he gets an extension to his liking, if they show him love that way. So I scoffed at that initial report from Pauline that he would only return because of Ron Rivera. And now, a month later, roughly, we're talking about the same guy, obviously a different source, I would assume, saying that Ron Rivera wanted him back. Fine. We're with that. And my understanding is Trent Williams basically just blew him off. That's the point of contention that I have. If Trent Williams was only going to return in late February, according to Pauline's reporting or source, that he was only going to return because of Ron, then why would Trent blow him off from the start, essentially, or blow him off completely? And the issue is, well, if he did that, number one, either the initial report was wrong, or we're talking specifically Trent blew him off after initially wanting to meet with him when Ron told him, listen, big fella, you're going to have to earn it.
You know, and Tony Pauline, too, for those of you who don't know, we're talking about it. And this is a guy that's just kind of really come on the scene here recently, especially as it pertains to news about the Redskins. He's a draft analyst at ProFootballNetwork.com. And, you know, the thing that when a guy comes into Chris, as you know, you've been in on that beat and you know all the people that you constantly see, constantly talk to. You know the guys that are plugged in. I think we were all wondering when Tony Pauline first showed up on the scene and was reporting stuff, we were all kind of wondering who is this guy to begin with. And right now, the only thing that I would question, and obviously Grant and Danny had Trent's agent on, and he laid out at least their case and how they're at least publicly putting it. You know, we're just kind of wondering who the source is and where this information is coming, because this is kind of like a complete 180 now from the original reporting. So that's the only thing that would concern me. Here's the validity of the information when we have such a drastic turn in what's going on. Clearly, the one thing we do know, it's obvious, Trent's not likely coming back here. But what he's finding out, and this is obviously hampering Washington's trade value for him, and maybe it picks up here as we get closer to April 23rd. But clearly, Chris, we're seeing nobody wants to get into the Trent Williams pay range right now. And that's the most important thing here. Regardless of what we're reading about, that's the most important thing. For Ron Rivera and Kyle Smith to make a deal, somebody has to want the player. And right now at that price tag, there is clearly one thing we can ascertain, whether you're talking to Ron, Kyle, or whoever. Nobody's coming into the Trent Williams rent district right now. I'll tell you another thing I think that hurts them a little bit, maybe hurts their case too on their side. You know, the NFL put that all-decade team out this week, and they had four guys to tackle. Guess what? Trent wasn't one of them.
I said the same thing with Grand Danny the other day, Pete. You're absolutely right. Earl, I don't know how you feel about that. And I guess, we could sit here and argue about the semantics of Pauline's reporting. It doesn't really matter, right? I mean, there's clearly a divorce going on. I guess I questioned or took issue with completely different reports. Granted, that sometimes happens depending on who you're talking to, right? I mean, I talked to one person a month ago who said, Dan Snyder is interfering. Talked to three other people right after that and said, no, you know, they're not doing any, you know, whatever. So, I mean, people have different perspectives and whatever. But, Earl, moving forward, you know, clearly we're, and all three of us care very much about the Redskins, you know, and their future. They have an issue here, not only for what Pete just mentioned about the high rent district and all the different things that we know about, but I've kind of driven this train. This is the worst year ever for some team to acquire Trent Williams and have to pay him a large chunk of guaranteed money because of the physicals and because of the coronavirus and the limitations. And more importantly, there's four minimum, if not five, left tackles going in the first round.
It's bad timing. There's no doubt. So what we know is, or what we think we know, is that Trent Williams has no interest in coming back. You guys mentioned the agent Vincent Taylor was on, I guess it was last week, with Grant and Danny on The Fan. Well, we also heard from some other sides of it as well. I know Chad talked to Mike Jones of USA Today. He had some thoughts on maybe this situation has a lot to do with the way Trent's agent is handling all this. So we'll do that on the other side. If folks want to get in, we're in for Chad Dukes today. CDVTW for now. Chad's got some power problems. So Earl Forsey, Pete Medher.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the Rooster, Chris Russell. We'll be back in a moment as we continue. CDVTW.
We'd
like to do that if you can't get to him on Twitter. We talked about the agent. And my goodness, this is 2 weeks ago now. I've been sitting in this chair too long at Chateau Forsay. But 2 weeks ago, It was Vince Taylor on his Trent's agent with Grant and Danny. That same day, I believe it was that same day, Mike Jones, USA Today, used to cover the Redskins for the Post here, of course, locally, really still tuned into the Redskins. Obviously, still covers the NFL. Here's what he told Chad on this show a couple of weeks ago about the reaction to Trent's agent, who basically has said this is all a Redskins problem, a Redskins issue. They're the ones holding things up. Here was Mike Jones's reaction to that.
The real problem is this. Trent does not have a good agent. He doesn't have a very sound, very savvy, very experienced guy. I've talked to a number of people around the league who say if he had a better agent, this thing would have been resolved a long, long time ago. But Vince Taylor doesn't know what he's doing. And he's given Trent bad advice throughout this thing.
So with all that went on health-wise with Trent and the old regime with the Redskins, Russell and Pete, you know, there's a side of it, and that's something you do hear, that it's maybe this whole thing has completely been mishandled by Trent's side, maybe specifically his agent. Like you said, Russell, in a year where there seemingly is a ton of first-round tackle talent available, and Trent Williams wants to break the market potentially on a new contract with whatever team he ends up with.
Yeah, I mean, I'll jump in here. I mean, what's interesting, listen, I'm not going to go as hard as Mike Jones. I've known Vince Taylor, you know, in terms of a friendly, professional way for 10 years now, okay? I've never met him, I don't think. Maybe I did one time, but, you know, we've talked, obviously, a number of times as I've covered Trent since the day he walked in the door. And Vince started off as basically like his handler or his confidant or his agent or his friend or whatever, working under Ben Dogra, who, if you guys remember, was a very powerful agent for CAA one time, and got himself into some trouble, and Trent fired him and went with Vince against, you know, when Vince got certified and all that, which is a long way to say that there were a lot of people around the NFL. Let me back up. There are some people around the NFL that I talk to, and I'm sure Jones talks to more people league-wide than I do. There are some people around the NFL that are absolutely lockstep with what Jones is trying to convey there about Vince being really the problem. Now, again, I'm not going to say he's solely the problem. He is a problem, though, in my opinion. Misjudging the market, not only for the tackles, but just the money. Some of the things he said, and I don't know, Pete, maybe you disagree with me. You know, there was the report, and I think it was John Keim that initially had it, $20 million. First of all, John Keim is getting he's not just throwing that out there without being told that, okay? That's not what John Keim does. And I presume that came from the player's side. I mean, I can't see why the Redskins would leak that. And then for Vince to kind of awkwardly walk down and say, no, that's not true. And then when Grant asked him to play for $16 million, he was like, yeah, not a problem. As long as we can get to talk about that, there's not a chance in hell that he's allowing or he wants Trent Williams to pay for $16 million when the right tackle market was set at $18 million by Lane Johnson. I don't know if you guys disagree or agree with that, but
look, I mean, you talk about the agent, and I thought Vince, at least from, you know, the standpoint of an agent, laid out the case well on Grant and Danny. But, you know, based on some of the coaxing, also I think that, you know, Grant had to do to get him to come on, that's where you lose some of that savviness. A good savvy agent knows how to put on the public persona to represent his client, so to puts his client in the best form. You're talking about a guy that has been obviously subject to injury the last couple of seasons, and is a guy that sat out all of last year. I mean, he sat out all of last season. I don't know where they're not even, Chris, their aspirations are so far high on where any of these teams, and whether John got it from their side, there's another team that probably told John or somebody else too, hey, they, you know, Cleveland, I think Cleveland would love to make a deal to get Trent Williams. But right now, they just, and I think the Redskins would love to make a deal with them. But right now, the player, I think, is completely the one that is holding this deal up. It is pretty obvious that the Browns are desperate, and they would much rather go with a veteran, in my mind, at that tackle spot than bringing in a young fella here that, you know, look, I mean, they got to keep Baker Mayfield up. They got to keep him upright. I mean, there's too many weapons on that group right now for them to operate the way they did last year. And if they can solidify that offensive line, that's a team that can make a jump in a division right now that is just begging for somebody else other than the Ravens to step up to the plate. And if you get a veteran in there that can still play, and Trent would obviously have to show that whenever they have camp or whatever, but you can't be dictating the terms when you haven't played in a full year. And when you did play, the last time we saw you, you were going through a couple of injury-riddled campaigns as a player. When he's healthy, Chris, we know he can play. But right now, we don't know if he can play at the level that he has set forth. And again, as good as we all thought he was, there are a lot of other people that didn't think he was that elite level, and he's asking for elite money.
Yeah, I'll just quickly add, we don't even know if he can wear a helmet and knock heads and knock, you know, shoulder pads, right? I mean, not knock heads. Obviously, we want to protect against brain and, you know, damaging concussions. But you guys know what I'm saying, right? We do not know if with his scalp healing the way it did and the cancer scare and the surgical procedure that he had, if he can wear a helmet and sweat and perspire and do all the things that you have to do, even though we're trying to eliminate helmet-to-helmet contact. And so there's a huge, huge problem here as far as I can see it. And I think everyone that's reasonable and not on one side or the other can see.
And Russell, in a climate now where if you're a team that's interested, you don't know. You can't bring him in because nobody can do physicals, checkups, or anything for a guy that, let's face it, had a life-threatening health issue. Now, if you just go by what the Redskins are saying, if they really do want him back, they had a chance to check him out last year. That helmet issue aside, they know more than anyone right now. So you'd have to assume, if you're another team, that if the Redskins are good with having him back, he's probably going to check out okay for you. But you just don't know. We've had deals already fall through, a bunch of them in free agency, because of that very case.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is on top of still 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And likely, look, there's no rush in getting things done at this point. There is no draft for 2 weeks. Hopefully there will be a draft in a couple of weeks. And if and when that comes about and a team that wants a tackle in the draft or is looking at one doesn't get one, then maybe that's when things, if you have Trent Williams available, become a little bit more valuable. Chad Dukes is trying to get his power back somewhere in Virginia. So CDVTW rolls on without Chad. Pete Medhurst here. Chris Russell as well. Earl Forsey. And we've got, in the update coming up, some news on a...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.